Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, no, it's not an accident. God has plans. He has purpose in his, and he pursues them with you this day. And I'm not just speaking of any God. I'm speaking of the God of the Bible. The God who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life, who sent his only begotten Son to pay the price for you that you couldn't pay for yourself, so that you once again could be reestablished in a right standing relationship with him and go forward and live for him in this life and in the eternity to come with him in joy and peace like never before. Only the best that you could possibly dream of is what it's going to be like. Heaven's a real place, people. There's real people there, people that you know have already gone before you, and they're waiting for you. And when you do finally arrive, there's going to be a great party going on. You can bet on that. You can take it to the bank, because it's for sure and for real. And you know, you're going to be escorted into heaven for all you believers who die in faith and exit this world that we're living in right now, this three-dimension of space, you know, length, height, and width, one half of one dimension of time, which we live in for the most part, just going forward, one half of one dimension of time. You're born and then you go forward. There's no going back. There's no back to the future unless you get born again and you're with God, because God has a plan for you and he's going for you. He was the creator of time. And when you learn to walk with him and make time for him daily, because he is the maker of time, when you learn to walk with him and go forward with him on a daily basis, no matter how busy your day seems, God will make time for you, and you will get it all done, and you'll be able to do it in joy and peace and long suffering, and be able to count all things that try to bring you out of that peace. Count it all joy, and then celebrate in the victory that always comes, because it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. But in Christ Jesus, in the anointed one Jesus, all the promises are yes and amen. And understand, the Bible, the God that you're looking for is the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he has, you know, he's all powerful, he's omnipotent, he's all knowing, which is omniscient. He is everywhere, which is omnipresent. He is immutable. He changes not. He always was, he is, and he always will be, and he's eternal, you know. So that's God. That's the way he is. He is the Lord God. He changes not, and he is eternal. He is in eternity, something that we really can't wrap our heads around, because again, we're three-dimensional beings, and we were born in time and going forward, so we can go forward only in one half of one dimension of time. We can't go backwards in it, or we can't go above time and look down upon it where he can see the beginning from the end. So let me tell you, this is the God that you're looking for, and he has you tuned in, and he wants you to watch and, you know, and pay attention. And so follow his lead. You know, you have a space inside of you that can only be fulfilled by his presence, and that emptiness in that space is what keeps driving you forward. And also then, once you get saved, you know, immediately by believing in your heart and confessing Jesus as Lord with your mouth, and by immediately when you do that, you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And then you can go forward in the faith that overcomes the world, which is in him. And faith is a spiritual force. It's not wishing. It's not magic, any of that kind of thing. Faith is a spiritual force, and it always works the same way. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Once you were born again and you were translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, he gave you the same measure of faith he used to create the world. You know, I always quote John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And everything that was made, was created, was made with him there, the Word. And in the beginning, in Genesis chapter 1, God said, who created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was at that moment without form and void, and darkness over the face of the deep after it had collapsed. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then that space between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2, the earth became without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And then the Spirit of God moved over the face of the waters, and God said, he spoke the word. That's Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So Jesus is the Word of God, and God spoke the word. Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And that was the beginning of the current age that we're living in right now. And we're about to go on into the millennial reign of Christ, stepped out of the age of the dispensation of grace, and moving on into that millennial reign of Christ, where he comes back to earth, and he will rule and reign from the Temple Mount in Jerusalem there for 1,000 years. That's the millennial reign of Christ here on earth. And you're going to rule and reign with him, believer, and he's preparing you for that. And, you know, before he comes back, he's fulfilling other promises in his word that have yet to be fulfilled. We've prayed the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And, you know, so we're seeing God's kingdom manifest throughout this entire world. Last week I quoted out of the scripture based out of Isaiah chapter 9 and verses 6 and 7, where it said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That's God giving his own son to come down here and pay a price for us that we could not pay for ourselves. We couldn't get out from under the curse we were born into. And so he gave his only begotten son that could come down and pay that, because he wasn't born in the way that man is born, under the curse. And the government of the whole earth will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And that is going on, people, right now in this world. Peace is going out throughout the entire world. We're in a special time, because in that final time before he comes back to before the final week of years of judgment that Daniel talks about in his prophecy, there's going to be a glorious church. He's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. And that is God's desire for you right now, as he pours out his spirit on all flesh everywhere. And it's for one reason only, and it's for those who aren't saved yet to get saved, and that are going to be saved. We're seeing the greatest revival just now starting to roll and get underway, not only here in the United States, but worldwide, like never before, as he pours out his spirit on all flesh. And we're coming into a very, very special time to be alive. We're seeing his presence be manifested everywhere. I was just looking in looking up in my Bible, the book of Ephesians, because I want to quote that scripture for you out of Ephesians chapter 5, where it says, husbands love your wives, even so as Christ also loved the church. And as you're a member of the body of Christ, you become a temple of the Holy Ghost, and you are a part of the church, the body of believers that he gave himself for. And he's going to sanctify you and cleanse you, church, with the washing of water by the word, that he, our Lord and Savior, might present the church to himself, glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He's coming back, people. Yes, Jesus is coming back, but he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot, not having wrinkle, not one sick, not one feeble, not one broke, not one busted or disgusted among us, a glorious church. And that's you everywhere, believer, no matter where you are right now, as he pours his spirit out on all flesh. And he's not going to stop doing that until that time comes where he comes back for the glorious church. He's going to keep pouring out his spirit everywhere until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And that time is now just getting underway. I can't tell you that it's going to last 6 months right now, or if it's going to last 60 years or 120 years, but that outpouring is now underway. And great shaking that's been going on is reacting to that outpouring. I mean, peace is breaking out everywhere, even peace in the Middle East. We're seeing Arabs, that neighbors that haven't got along, grabbing hands and staying together and coming together to bring peace into this world. And our own president is out there promoting peace and trying to bring about peace and helping to bring peace everywhere. But it's because the person in charge of this entire operation is the Lord himself, of whom amongst his titles is the Prince of Peace. So peace right now is trying to break out everywhere. And you're going to be convinced of what I'm telling you right here when you see the peace break forth between Russia and Ukraine. And maybe by the time you hear this broadcast, it's already happened. But God is doing a mighty work throughout this entire world, because he's getting his church ready. He's preparing his church, and his desire still remains the same for those who aren't yet born again, but will be born again here in this new revival that is breaking forth on the earth. Spurred on to bring people into the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ in a way that hasn't been done before on the entire earth. You know, I'm trying to look up the chapter in the book of Joel. If you've listened to our broadcast over the years, you know, I've spent a lot of time in the book of Joel, chapter 2, especially starting at verse 23. But this is the time in which we're living right now. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. The former rain was the day of Pentecost. The latter rain was the outbreak of Pentecost that happened at the Azusa Street Revival in Los Angeles in the early 1900s. And the floor shall be full of wheat, and vats shall overflow with wine and oil. The blessing of God's going to pour out everywhere, and he's going to restore to you, believer, the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, the great army which I sent among you, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of your Lord your God that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed, and you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, for all other believers out there, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. He says that twice. We're coming into a great time of prosperity here. You know, many people have called it the golden age. Well, we are coming into it, people, and nothing's going to stop it from coming to pass. You know, just know for sure that it's happening everywhere, and now more than ever, the body of Christ is coming together in unity to what we're praying for is both the peace of Jerusalem as well as the salvation of Jews and Muslims throughout the entire world who have yet to be saved. But, you know, and there's great promises of God in all of that, because people hunger and thirst after righteousness. And when you do that, you're going to be filled. Sincerely, if you're seeking the truth and you want to know the truth, and God knows, the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. Him being who he says he is, if you mean business with him, he knows it. He means business with you, and he'll come into your life and pour out, he'll open up your eyes and get you going in the right direction so that you can live the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So many times over the last, 40 years I've been saved myself. I've been living the high life that's in Christ Jesus. The high life isn't Miller time, people. The high life is the life in Christ Jesus. You don't have to go out and get drunk to get crazy and have a good time. All you need is God and the Holy Spirit. And when you really get to know the Lord, you're going to find out how much fun he really is. Yeah, he's the funniest being that I've ever met in my entire life. Nobody can make me laugh like he does. And living a high life with the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you into all truth is the life that you've been after all your life. And you can have that victory in every area of your life. That word salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's the life that you've been hungering and thirsting after in righteousness. And when you mean business with God and you really want to meet him, he'll come up and meet you directly. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will bear witness with your spirit, and you will know that you know that you're saved. No matter what anybody tries to tell you otherwise, you won't go against what you know as being saved. And that's what happened to those original disciples who saw Christ killed on the cross and taken off to the grave. But the next 5 weeks later, at the threat of their own lives, they're out there preaching the gospel everywhere. And they themselves would not change their testimonies, even though it cost them their lives. And, there's great argument going on about that. They say that Peter and Paul and the two Jameses in the original disciples, they for sure were crucified and would not change their beliefs. And the other ones, there's questions about the authenticity and the historicity of it all. But it all, they not one of them would change their word of testimony with Christ. And not all necessarily were martyred, possibly, even though we've been taught that in like Fox's books of the Book of Martyrs. Maybe they didn't all get crucified, but matters not. They all went out in the threat of their own lives, and nobody dies knowingly for a lie that they know is a lie, and that was that Jesus was born again from the dead. They kept going because they did see him. They did touch him, just like the description says in the Word as you study it and read it. And, we're coming into a time of great victory. Whoa, before I go any farther, let's get back to the particulars about the ministry. Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org, or touchedbyhim.org. Go to either one of those websites, and it'll take you to our homepage. On the homepage at the bottom left, it tells you how you can connect with us. We have a mailing address. It is Touched by Him Ministries, and it's P.O. Box 2247 Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Again, that's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247 Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Also, our phone number is 970-314-4077. So you can call us and leave if you have a question or you want to leave a prayer request and you get voicemail, leave the question, leave the prayer request, leave a way in which we can get back in touch with you, and we will. And we'll start praying for you. If you leave what you want prayer for, we'll start praying in agreement with you. Our Father God told us through his word, Jesus, that where two or more agree asking anything of the Father, and we do it in the name of Jesus, he'll do it for us. So we'll come in agreement for whatever it is that you're believing God. And you have to understand, with God, the creator of all of the universe and everything that's in it, all things are possible. And so never write off what man has finally said is the final chapter in your life. Have faith in God. And believe me, as you grow in Christ Jesus and you live to lean upon him and not your own understanding, in that truth right there, you have the victory. All you need, people, is faith in God, and you have your victory. Also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. praywithme@tbhm.org. And so send in your prayer requests that way. God is on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. Jesus, put him first. Jesus, first place in your life. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. No, whatever is going on in your life, all you need is faith in God. So pray with me at tbhm.org is the other way in which you can get in contact with us. Also on our website, you know, check it out on our resource page. One of the things we have is a page called Related Links. Just go down from the homepage, look for Related Links. Go down the page there and look for it. And when you see it, click on it, and you'll see one of the things that we open and close with is the very opening salvo from the God of Abundance CD. And if you point to where it tells you to click here on it, it will take you over to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and you'll be able to order yourself a copy of the God of Abundance digital album. You can get it downloaded in just a few minutes now with the kind of bandwidth that's available today, and then you can have it to play and feed your spirit. It's all based on God's word. Every word on that CD that's sang to music is based on God's word, and that word will go before you, and it will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. And I've been listening to that particular CD for more than 20 years now, and I tell you, it never grows old, because it is based on God's word. It's forever pregnant, and you always get something out of it, and you can always play music in the background. The power of music is if you can play it in the background while you're focused and concentrating on something in the foreground, and that music can still get down into your spirit. That's also the danger of music. You got to be careful what it is that you're listening to and the words that are being sung over that music. Make sure it's of God and anointed. If it's not, steer clear of it. You know, get away from it, because you reap what you sow, you know, and as you bring garbage into your life, garbage will come out. And wherever you are in your life, the power of your word, you know, you were given the moment you were born again, translated out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, you were given that spiritual force of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. As you disciple yourself and you build up God's word by ingesting it, reading it, keeping it coming in your ears and keeping it coming in your eyes on a daily basis, eventually your container on the inside fills up and it spills forth out of your mouth, and out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth will speak into your circumstance, into your situation. It's important for you, though, to know that your words are seed sown, and they will bear results. You know, Jesus talks about it in Mark chapter 4, the sower sows the word. Wherever you are in your life, believer or non-believer, is what you have believed in and acted upon, declaring that you were going to do it. The problem is when you believe in and act on lies, you always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were headed. And so the things that haven't worked out for you in your life, take responsibility for that and go back and study what it is that you've been saying, believing, and acting upon, and get it right with God. You know, ask him to come in. You know, Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth, and he'll lead you into the truth. He'll send laborers across your path to answer your words for you, and you can start walking in that victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, and that is the victory he purchased for you at the cross. God is for you, you know, and when God be for you, who or what can be against you? And so many people, I haven't talked about this in a while in the broadcast, but I remember when I was first time reading through the Bible myself, and I came across, I didn't know God at that particular point in time, but I was reading the stories, and I was picking up on the fact that, you know, he did everything through his word. And, you know, he told, I always looked at that scripture out of the book of Joshua, when Moses had died, and all these millions of people in the desert who had been looking to Moses, and Moses had, God had worked so many great miracles through Moses, and you know, the whole, all of Israel esteemed him highly. All the Hebrews loved Moses, and all of a sudden Moses was gone. His time was up on earth, and they all suddenly turned to Joshua, and you know, all of a sudden Joshua has a millions of people looking at him, and he knew one thing he knew for certain, he wasn't Moses. And he was starting to, you know, when you've ever been put into a position of authority and you don't feel like you're ready for it, God, I mean, you'll stutter, you'll stammer, you'll, you know, you'll hesitate some, but God told him, God appeared to him and told him, you know, Be strong and of a good courage, and for unto this people shall you divide for an inheritance the land in which I swear unto their fathers to give them. And only you, Joshua, be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the word which Moses my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, and that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And this book of the law, this book of the word, shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. So don't let it stop coming out of your mouth. Keep it coming out of your mouth, and meditate on it day and night. And that word meditate there means to simply mutter it out loud enough so your own words, or so your own ears, hear the word of God. And by doing that and reading it with your eyes and then saying it with your mouth, muttering it under your breath loud enough so your own ears can hear it, it comes into your body, into your vessel, your spiritual vessel, down in your mouth. And then when you start observing to do according to all that is written therein, then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Push forward, break out, you know, and that's what God has done for you. You're going to have victory in your life as you do this, and your words are important. They're important to you, and God talks about it in the book of Mark in chapter 4 there. He talks about the parable who sows the word, and that's why I always tell people, do what the word tells you to do. Say what it tells you to say. Don't do what it tells you not to do. Don't say what it tells you not to say. And in that, you will have good success. His word will go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. All the promises of God in the Anointed One, Jesus, and His anointing are yes and amen. It's that anointing that's upon Him that's available to you to remove the burdens and destroy the yokes of bondage in your life will begin to happen, and you will walk in free, because the promise is that He who the Son sets free is free indeed, and you're going to live the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. Anyway, I got away from our website, God of Abundance, the digital album. Download that there. Check out our website and read the other pages for sure. You know, also on the related links page, if you go back to the home page, look for the media page. You can always hear the entire broadcast over a that we have to break into from our website on the media page. So go there and listen to the entire broadcast in its entirety again, because I quote a lot of scripture. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And Jesus is the word, and when you start bringing that word into your life and believing it and receiving it for the truth that is, and then start speaking that word into your circumstance, into your situation, you're going to live in victory, the victory that overcomes the world. Let me tell you, people, I say this all the time on the radio broadcast, but you need to know this for certain and be reminded of it. When God of the Bible is for you, who or what can be against you? He has come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And so as you go forward in this new year, this year that's coming, continuing on, going forward, the year of ministry, the year, let me look it up again, it's the year of 5785 that we're living in right now, the Hebrew calendar. Yeah, 5785. And in the year 2025 together, the Hebrew year, 5785, you can go forward with victory like you've never experienced before. And this is a special time on earth, because God is preparing His church for all believers. He's going to raise you up. He's no respecter of persons. If He did it for anybody, He'll do it for you. Just take me at my word there, or find out for yourself by just simply believing in His word, doing the things that I'm suggesting that you do on a daily basis, and you will have that victory. Dive into His word. Do a deep dive like you have never before done, instead of going down the rabbit hole and wasting all your time on ridiculous things that you see over the internet and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and web pages. Do a deep dive into God's word, because it'll pay great big dividends. You know, that is the dividend. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, as I forget not all His benefits. The benefits that you're looking for, people, are the benefits that you want in your life. You know, he's come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So press in on that and stay with it in this time of great tumult, of great shaking, because he's pouring out his blessing everywhere, especially on the church, raising you up to become glorious, without spot or wrinkle, without one sick, without one feeble, without one broke, without one busted or disgusted amongst you. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We're at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted up.